Senator Ron Johnson, I'm running again because Democrats are governing in destructive manner. By Joshua Kaplan on January 10, 2022. Senator Ron Johnson, RY, said he opted to run for a third term for the U.S. Senate because Democrat lawmakers are governing in a very divisive and destructive manner. Johnson told Fox News on Monday. It was definitely my intention, it was my strong preference, both mine and my wife's, to serve that second term and go home. But I did not anticipate Democrats getting total control of government, or them governing in the very divisive and destructive manner that they are governing. I've never walked away from doing difficult things, so I can't walk away. I'm in a position where I think I can help and make a real difference, the senator continued, adding. The number one thing is, we have lost confidence, legitimately, with the FBI and the Justice Department and their corrupt investigation of Trump, healthcare agencies and their miserable failure of handling COVID, the media, for the most part, big tech giants. People have lost confidence in these institutions that are vital to a free democracy. In 2016, Johnson promised that he would only serve two terms. But he changed his mind because he did not anticipate Democrats getting total control of government. The Wisconsin Republican previously served as the chairman of the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee. The bottom line is I just truly love this country. I love the people in it, the folks of Wisconsin, Johnson told the news outlet. Our nation is in trouble, it is being torn apart. And I think I can help the situation, which is why I have decided to run again. Johnson first announced his long-awaited decision in an opinion editorial for the Wall Street Journal, writing that he will continue to fight for freedom in the public realm. It is a decision I haven't made lightly, the lawmaker wrote. Having already experienced a growing level of vitriol and false attacks, I certainly don't expect better treatment in the future. For my campaign to succeed, I will need the support of every American who values the truth and refuses to allow lies and distortions to prevail.